Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is the second episode with my friend Brian. Brian, how are you today?
I'm good again. I'm good, Sammy. Again, thank you. Sorry, we just had a discussion a while ago.
Just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we're good, but then I guess I just, got to kick down another door.
Yeah, that's great.
But I'm good, Sammy. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks so much for sharing your story in the last episode. And today, or now, I want to know more about your ministry experience. I know you're not a pastor. You didn't go to seminary for education. However, I've seen you grew so much as man of God and also co-worker for the ministry, co-worker for the kingdom of God. So I just want to let you share about your ministry experience so far since you were saved. So what ministry experience have you experienced?
As you know, of course, I'm known you about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And you started your ministry at NC State,
right?
Dealing with a lot of internationals, so that was one experience I've had. And even so, I was a youth group leader in my old church, just really interacting with some high schoolers, but it's mostly college students.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. Now, why do you share the gospel?
Because everyone needs Jesus.
Mm.
I remember my spiritual mom, especially my spiritual aunt, as you know her, Aunt
yes.
Patty.
Mm-hmm.
She even mentioned to me, and I felt convicted even as time has gone, as I gotten older in the Lord. The Holy Spirit said to her, and even spoke to me, saying, I need you, you need me, the world needs Jesus.
Wow.
And that's something that has been always stuck with me for well over... Mm-hmm. 11 years, mm-hmm. over 10 years for a fact, but probably about at least 11 years mm-hmm. in my life. And I guess that's the reason why I feel like the need to share Jesus, because everyone needs Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Now, what is the most significant part of the ministry?
I would say what for me would be the reconciliation between man and God.
Mm.
We fell from the beginning in ways.
Mm. Yeah.
For us to bring us back to Him, knowing our purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone goes through life questioning, like, what's the purpose of my life? Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you need Jesus.
That's right. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, you get better clarity, you get more, you get peace. You feel the point where you're well protected,
mm-hmm.
and you're secure here on earth,
right?
And also when you leave.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, everyone needs Jesus, so that means your family members, your coworkers, and your friends, and so anybody you meet. Exactly. Now, who do you spend most of your time? Do you spend most of your time with your family or coworkers, or?
I guess it's mostly family.
Family, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not easy to share the gospel with the family members, right? So do you experience more difficulties in sharing the gospel with your family members?
I believe so. I mean, me being the youngest member of the family, it's me and my brother.
Mm.
And a lot of times in the Asian, being Asian, or they tend... The tradition is basically if they're the youngest, it's like you don't get as much respect.
Right. Yeah.
You don't know much. Mm. You're the young one, even though if you have a PhD, mm-hmm. it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always be seen as that little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that living a life the best you can. And like for me, even I admit I had a little argument with my mom a couple of days ago, but do I feel bad for it? Definitely. I mean, I love my mom,
mm.
but I do believe that, you know, I prayed about it. I do pray for my mom. I do pray for my family, but I just want God to really fix everything for me. Cause mm-hmm. I'm not, like I said, I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I mess up. And I know I will continue to mess up, but I don't want to make that as an excuse.
Right.
As a cop out, but I want to be perfect. I want to mm-hmm. strive for perfection, though I know I'll never be here on this earth, but I want to strive for perfection.
Right. Yeah. I think you rightly pointed out the Asian culture, being youngest or being younger, does not really have a lot of authority or power over other, you know, older people. So that's how I felt first time when I first came to this Asian ministry consulting position, because I'm meeting with a lot of pastors and leaders, and I would say maybe 100% they're all older than me. So I was thinking, like, okay, who would listen to me?
Yeah.
When I was in the college ministry, a lot of people were younger than me, so they were listening and respecting me, but now it's totally opposite. So I was, at first, I was kind of nervous and I was worried about it. However, I realized that it's not my age, but it's the gospel itself. And gospel is the truth, and the gospel has the authority. So let the gospel speak to them, not me. So I'm really depending on the Lord that God would speak through me, not young Sammy speak to the older person. But gospel has the transcending impact and power over all the culture and difficulties, I think. Thank you for pointing it out. What are some exciting stories of what God is doing at your church life?
I guess it's lately I've been more towards, I mean, it's more trying to focus on myself mm-hmm. right now. I'm not trying to make that sound like I'm selfish. It's mm-hmm. just, I know the church that I'll go to is Elevation. They want to expand their church mm-hmm. and to reach out for more souls. But I guess it's just, I don't want to be held bound. That's why one of the reasons why people ask me, like, hey, you know, are you a pastor? Are you going to be a pastor? Are you going to go to seminary? I'm like, I don't mean no offense or nothing, though, but I know a lot of pastors there, mm-hmm. most of them are bounded into a church or mm-hmm. mostly strictly in the church. Mm-hmm. But I felt like the reason why I don't go to seminary, went to seminary or wanted to become a pastor is because I want to roam freely mm-hmm. To go about whatever comes up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how should we reach differently for first generation Vietnamese and second generations? So I'm depending on your expertise. I mean, you're Vietnamese American, and so yeah. you must. I mean, I know some Vietnamese culture, mm. but you grew up with it. So I'm kind of asking for your advice. Like, what would it be different to reach out to first generation Vietnamese versus second generation Vietnamese American?
It's for me. I don't know everything about my culture. Mm-hmm. All I know is for the first gen, it's always good to have someone in their age frame, mm-hmm. time frame,
okay.
so that they can speak, because a lot of times it's just, they see it as their level to be their level, or we're about the same,
yeah.
you know.
Common ground.
Mm-hmm. But yet, a lot of times it's just like what you're saying also is reach out. It doesn't matter what generation is, mm-hmm. let the word of God speak. Mm-hmm. Let the Holy Spirit do his job. Mm-hmm. And let the word of God convict them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. From what they're doing, and to draw them back right. to them.
Right. So in your own experience, do you see easier to reach out your peer groups, like second generation Vietnamese Americans?
Definitely. Okay. I do believe the 1.5 gen or the second gen,
right,
are the ones that I can get along with, because okay. I can't really speak Vietnamese, mm-hmm. and most of the first gen is that I know are that knows more Vietnamese and not much English,
right.
So a lot of times, I try to show my behavior mm-hmm. the best I can.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, how would you describe just general characteristics of second generation Vietnamese Americans? Are they full? Do you think they are fully Americanized, or are they still holding on to Vietnamese identity, or are they well blended, or not in even in between, like they're not fully Vietnamese, they're not American, they're kind of in the limbo mentality. How do you see? How do you think?
I guess I can't give you a straight answer on that because everyone's different.
Right.
I guess it's a good blend with all of it. There are some people who don't want any part of their culture, but I probably see more hanging on to their culture as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you see the community of second-gen Vietnamese Americans, do you see that the community is kind of quite strong?
Yeah, okay. I believe so, yes.
Okay. Good. Now, what would be the biggest hindrance to reach second-gen Vietnamese Americans?
You said second-gen?
Yeah, I would say second-gen.
I would say the tradition. I could be wrong, but that's just me thinking and what I've been, what I've experienced is the excuse that I've used in the past is that we're in America. Mm. We're not in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm hoping, people are listening to this that don't take offensive, but I'm not trying to make anything offensive or right. anything, but I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. For me, some cultures you don't understand, some things, I know there's a lot of influence what's happening here in the west side mm-hmm. that's going over to the east side. Mm. That's influencing many countries, not just Vietnam, right. like the style of clothes or
right.
even trends, even, people, yeah. even to this day, I've seen random people in Vietnam doing the dab. That's like here in the, in America. Yeah. But that's just, what I'm saying to you is just a lot, it's different from, different cultures. I guess it depends on what you put out there. Mm-hmm. But I would say some traditions, because there's some things people are learned differently because there's more Americanized people, mm-hmm. more Americans, they would spend more time with them, like friends, mm-hmm. rather than with family. Mm-hmm. And then that's how they get more to the point where they're molded into different tradition mm-hmm. than.
Right. So tradition, whether it's a Vietnamese tradition or tradition here, but you see that tradition is really the stumbling block in many cases.
I will say it does play mm-hmm. a role
right.
towards a hindrance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. Now, last question is, what is the biggest need of Vietnamese ministry in North Carolina?
I'm speaking this even to myself, is we need more leaders and believers who's men and women that's after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that this will be, I guess if people are listening, this will be, let it be a challenge for you guys and even with us. Mm-hmm. And so I know there's a lot of times there tends to be a lot of noises in our lives that gets us sways away from our focus on God. But I do believe that for us, we need to really to rise up and to really to be mature, to be that men and women who he calls us to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
more leaders and more followers of Christ.
They get to be more genuine.
Genuine.
Yeah. There are some people who are just, they're not authentic. They're just going to church because they're forced to.
Right.
Or they go into because it makes them feel good. But like I said, it's, God is a God of salvation, not religion.
That's right. Amen. Well, Brian, thanks so much for sharing. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.